are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to 2020. Can you believe it? It's a new year. It's a new decade. And today on our show, we want to talk about how do we approach this new year? Do we make resolutions? Do we set goals? Is there a certain word that you've chosen to help guide you? Or none of the above? What is your plan as you think about this new year? Here's what's so amazing about that question. There's no right or wrong answer. It's whatever you want it to be. Hello, and again, welcome to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. My name is Kim Crable, and I'm delighted to invite you onto the show today. You know, in Ephesians 2:9, God assures us that He freely gives us the gift of salvation. But then He goes on to remind us in Philippians 2:12 that we are responsible, that we have been empowered to work out that salvation in our daily walk. What that means is He's given us a gift of this life, and then we are free to go before Him each day and say, what do I do with this life? What would you have me to do? What is your will? How can I make a difference? How can I impact my world? And many times that is looked upon more closely at the beginning of each new year. So that's what we want to talk about today. And I'd love to invite you to be a part of our show. I have some special guests who are going to be calling in, who are going to be a part of it. But I'd love to hear your ideas as well. If you'd like to call in, please go right ahead and dial 347-324-5246 and press 1. You'll go into a virtual green room and we'll wait to hear your ideas and how you're approaching this new year. In the meantime, I already have a guest, a very special friend of mine on board. His name is Yale. Yale is, as he says on when he introduces himself, he's a husband, he's a father, he's an attorney, but he also is a part of our men's group here in the ministry at Roses and Rainbows, the men's part, which is Confront and Conquer. And I'll let him tell you about that. But Yale, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey there. Thank you, Kim. Thanks for doing this. This is an awesome show.
Well, thank you. Well, it will be because I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I love the way you think. I love the way you, you know, attack life. So let's just start and just, yeah, what do you do as you approach this new year? Are you setting resolutions or not? What is your thinking about it?
Well, first, let's start off with the big confessional. I have to confess right at the top of the show is that I've already broken the resolution I made. So I told myself no sugar. I was eating sweets, and I was having a good time all during Christmas. And I woke up on New Year's Day, and there was this piece of cake right there, and I had my coffee and my cake. And after I ate the cake, I said, oh, my goodness, I just broke my resolution. So that's my confessional.
Well, let me just tell you right there that statistically you have joined 80% of us. So don't feel bad. That's kind of what happens. They said actually the new statistics are that only 8% are really successful at achieving their resolutions. But they also say, you know, shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you'll land among the stars, right? So you're still among
right.
the stars.
Yes, that's right. Good company. I'm in good company.
That's
so
right.
I think instead of a resolution, you know, I think the key is picking a word. And when we talked about this before the show, I think the word that's going to drive you for 2020. And for me, my word that I chose is perseverance. And because of the fact that we're going to have stumbles and we're going to make plans and we're going to, some of us revert to the old habits because we our comfort. That's our comfort zone. But I think for 2020, especially for me, perseverance is to say, hey, it happened. It wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't the way I planned. But I have a bigger goal in life, and I want to get to this end. And so the perseverance is, for me, where 2020 is going to hopefully be successful.
All right, now let's break that down a little bit. Tell our audience, our friends who are joining us, when you think of the word perseverance, break that down. What does that really mean? I mean, let's go back to your cake. What does that mean, really, in practical terms? Put that in everyday. What does that look like?
So I think in practical terms, and I think of Ecclesiastes, I think it's, 3, where, there's a season for everything. There's always going to be something in your life that you're going to face, that you're going to have to decide what to do. And at the base, so perseverance is a big word, really, but really it's just saying, hey, today is a new day. We have a new year, but each day God gives us a gift of a new day. And so what we have to say to ourselves is, yesterday I ate that piece of cake. It's really not what I wanted to do. And I you can go into this whole shame and guilt, but you say, hey, I did it. But, today I'm going to try something different. I'm going to avoid this particular situation, or I'm going to recognize something quicker. Each day that you're able to say, learn from the experience from the past is a direction in perseverance. And we have a lot of things coming at us.
Yes, and I love that what you said, because it's so easy, to give up once we have fallen down. But I love what you said there, though. I'm going to learn from it and forget about the guilt and regret that I could really just lose myself in. Persevere means, I guess, that pick yourself back up in spite of the opposition and in spite of your mess up. And sometimes that's really hard to do.
Especially when you especially when you have, when you're involved with either your, family, if you have a wife and kids, and you want to set a certain standard, and you want them to look upon you as, from a man's perspective, that you're doing all the right things and that you're conquering and confronting and conquering. But sometimes a bigger lesson is learned to see when you stumble but are able to get back up. And the people around you say, hey, there's an example of someone who is able to go through and deal with an issue and then bounce back and get back on his horse or get back on the path. I mean, God wants us to stay straight. That's what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to veer off our path, but he knows that we do, and he is merciful, and he has so much grace that he puts us back on the path, and that's it. We just get back on. Hopefully that's what we can, that's what I'm going to be able to do this 2020. Cause I know for a fact that there's going to be a stumble somewhere. Something that I plan is not going to go the way that I want it. And we just have to look at it and move on.
I have a plaque that says, make your stumbles a part of your dance, when you think about it, stumbling and falling down is really a part of growth. I can simplify things so easily in my mind, but, I have this new granddaughter who's learning to walk, and I think about, we know that to learn to walk, and eventually learn to run, she's gonna fall down, but that's part of the growth process. And so when she's taken a step or two and she falls down, there's no ridicule, there's no regret, there's no shame. It is actually like, we applaud her and we try to inspire her, and she sees our smiles and she gets back up and she tries again. And that's a picture that I think that what you're saying is putting, that I hope it's putting in the listener's mind today, to not take on the downcast or downward spiral look of, oh my gosh, I'm falling. No, but to see it as part of your dance. See it as part of, this is what needed to happen for me to be able to learn to go at the speed that God wants me to do, or to accomplish what he wants me to do.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think so many part of, at least for me, I speak, you know, when I make a resolution, it's something for me, like I don't feel good about some aspect of my life. And it becomes very centered on me. So, for example, I said, I don't want to eat sugar because it just doesn't make me feel good. But if you break it down even further, you can say, because I don't feel good about myself, I'm not able to give fully myself to others. And so mm-hmm. if you can break down the resolution to say, like, I really want to, you know, lose weight, or I want to make sure that I read books. Well, we're doing that because because we think we're bettering ourselves. But really, the goal should be to think about what we're going to do to better ourselves so that we can be better for our people around us, so that we can feel good. Because if we feel good about ourselves and we feel that we're in a good place and making good strides, then we're able to lift people up around us, and vice versa. And so if we can get away from that centric feeling of saying, I really want to do this for myself in the new year, think about like what it does on a broader perspective. And I'm trying
Absolutely.
That because I can get caught up in my own self and say, you know, these pants are tight and I want to do this for myself. But because I'm not feeling good enough, I may not give my full love and full attention to people around me. So that's what I'm trying to shift in 2020.
Gosh, yeah, you just are bringing up so many biblical principles there. And one I want to talk about is like, it, you know, that to not persevere or to give up really causes us to, our testimony, you know, is not about being perfect. Our testimony is staying passionate what God is doing. And so many times our falls and things that happen to us, you know, maybe God has allowed us to do that, or we've done that, whatever, however you want to think about that. But maybe the getting back up is such a testimony to others who don't know how to get back up. You know, many times our falls and things that happen to us are part of what we're supposed to be doing so that we can be an example, so we can be an ambassador of God's hope to those around us.
Right.
So,
that's right. Yeah, I think that's, you know, I was over break. We happened to be skiing, and we were telling each other different stories about how, you know, we fell off the ski lift one time, we fell down this hill one time, but at the end of the day, we all got back up, and that's what we were sharing. And even on that simple plane, we just said, you know, we just got back up. We got back up on our skis, and we did it. It wasn't, and so if we can do that with life, if we can extend that and just say, this is what happened. This is where I got my scar. This is what happened to me. But after that, here's what happened. If we can keep the conversation going that way, I think that's how we lift each other up.
And to persevere. Romans 5:4 says, not only that, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that our sufferings produce perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because hope is God. So hang on, Yale, because I'm going to bring in someone else. And I love because here we have Baltimore, Yale, and now I'm going to bring on Georgia Linda, caller 9547. Linda, welcome to coffee.
Hey, Kim. Good morning. Hi, Yale.
Hey there, Linda.
Hey, guys. So now we can have three of us talk about this. Linda, tell us, you've heard Yale has a word for this year. His word is perseverance. And boy, that's a good word. He's inspired me with that. What about you, Linda? Are you doing a resolution or a word or nothing? What is your plan?
Well, Kim, I used to do resolutions every year. And as Yale had said, when I would do those resolutions, then like within a day or a week, I had already blown it. So this year I've been really thinking about, I don't want to do a resolution. I want to do what the Lord is leading me to do. And I've been struggling some with some depression and with my thoughts and the things that I keep feeding into my head. And they were not good things. And so God brought to me, and I had heard this over on a on 88.3. It's a Christian radio station. And it was talking about, instead of making resolutions, choose a word. And that's what I've done this year, Kim.
Okay.
I have chosen a word for 2020, and my word for this year is Renewed. And the reason I
was going to say, tell us why you chose that.
Well, the reason I chose renewed was because of how my mind has been going in a direction I haven't liked, and thinking of, you know, talking and using wrong words over myself. And so I want to renew my mind. I want to renew my thought process. And in Romans 12:2, it tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, and that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so that's what I want to do for this new year, is we need to speak positive words of affirmation over ourselves, over our situation, and over those that we love. And that's what I want to do this year. I want to speak truth into me. And I do, but still, when you get into that dark pit of depression, things can overcome you. And so God's just, through two different occasions, he kind of confirmed that was my word. And one was through church, and then one was, you had mentioned that in one of your messages. And so I knew that was my word for this new year of 2020.
You know, Linda, and renew goes so close, and yeah, I want you to jump in on this, but renew is so close to persevere. Renew means to return to pick up again, mm-hmm. to take up again, to come back to. And yeah, isn't that, I mean, that's perseverance. These two words go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I think every day we have that opportunity, and I think, you know, yeah. part of the problem that we have is that, you know, the pain of making changes and the pain of shifting sometimes pushes us away from wanting to make those changes. We like the old ways. And so, mm-hmm. You know, that's the perseverance. That's the renewal to say, you know, this pain is going to produce something beautiful. The fruit is what we're looking for at the end. And so I think that's, and we tend to, when we get into that pain mode, and saying, this really doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good that mm-hmm. I'm trying to make a change, whether it's something coming from within us or people are saying, you know, don't change because we like the way you were, so to speak. And then you have to say, well, it's going to hurt, but at the end, the fruit is so much better. It's so much better. And a lot of it is being able to say this year in a renewed spirit, you know, I'm trusting more in God and less in myself. Yeah. And that's really where it has 2020 is going to be successful, is just saying, let go. I mean, really just let God do his thing. And he does it in his time, and we have to just step back.
I'm going to I'm going to bring in a word from a friend who sent me her word that goes, makes me think about, goes again, right along with what you're all saying, but Sage Steele, who you all know is the anchor woman, ESPN, who's a good friend of the ministry and does a lot with us. Her word is for this year is thrive. And she said, it's finally time for me to allow God to allow me to thrive, not just survive. She said, I feel like I've been surviving for so long, and I realized, and it's like with the perseverance and like the renewal, she said, God finally got into my head. He doesn't want me to just survive. He wants me to thrive. And yeah, that's what you were saying. It's like, but to do that, we have to go through the pain of the persevering and the renewal of the mind to really be able to almost give ourselves permission to thrive. Don't you all think?
Yes.
I think permission to that, and also permission to be vulnerable with each other, especially, you know, talking from a man's perspective, to be able to talk to another man and say, you know, here's my problem. I mean, so many things that we fail on are because we keep them hidden, and God wants us to bring everything out into the light. And so when we make that stumble or we fail in that resolution, it's best to say, to find someone, find a group of men or a group of women or whatever it might be that you trust to say, this is what happened. And that's where that's where the perseverance, that's where the thriving comes in, is to be able to open up, break that vulnerability. Just say, I'm vulnerable. Here I am. And let's talk about it and let's move on. Because especially from the man's perspective, we say, gosh, we really messed up this one. But I don't want to tell anybody. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. And then that's what feeds inside you. But if you get it out, speak it, talk about it, get it out into the light, then let God take care of it. And that's and let your friends take care of it with you.
And you know what, Yael, that is exactly, I mean, you're, and I know you keep saying from a man's perspective, and I really appreciate that, but let me just tell you, Linda and I would agree, that is from a woman's perspective as well. And it's God's perspective. You know, God tells us that he requires truth in the innermost parts. And, you know, when we're going through burdens of blessings or confront and conquer, so many times I will say it's like turning your heart inside out, your body inside out, to where people can see, you know, what you've really not allowed or trusted anyone else to see. Because in that, it's only by shattering that silence can we truly get rid of the shame that we harbor on the inside of ourselves, so that voice that says, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're just going to keep messing up. Mm-hmm. Only by speaking that, like you said, Yael, by speaking that and having other people accept us for who we are, that shame is just eradicated. We have it no longer because we have people who accept us for who we are. But that is not a one-time event, is what you're saying there, correct?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I think it's continuous. You know, whether you throughout the year, I think the goal should be, and one of my goals too, is to say, when I'm feeling this way or when something happens, reach out to someone that you trust and talk about it. And you'll find that, you know, more often than not, there's a lot of people that you connect with that'll say, you know, yeah, you know what, that happened to me too, or that's, I'm feeling the same kind of thing. You know, and it's that's what's comforting. That's what's empowering, is when you are meeting someone together on your, not your strengths. We can all do that. We can all meet every day on what our strengths are. When we meet on something that is hurting us or our weakness, so to speak, that's where the true growth comes from, that we can both say we're doing this all together. And and you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it alone. That's a part of what these ministries are about. Not doing it alone. I mean, we don't have, you know, we don't have ministries of single people by themselves sitting in a room. We have ministries that we all get together and we talk about things. And that's what's going to be key to a successful 2020.
And the sad thing is that there's so many people who don't have those people that they feel like they can confide in. And, you know, this is something that Linda began. She began a coffee group in Augusta. And Linda, through that, you began to see that people really were ready to talk and break the silence from resolutions or just life that had not worked out, right?
Yes. And a good example of this, you know, talking about, you know, we have to wait upon the Lord, and we can't lose heart when we're going through those difficult times. And just like yesterday, you know, I've got this coffee group, and we're just bound and have such a kindred spirit and trust one another. And so, as Yael said, I reached out to my ladies, to my coffee ladies, you know, and I told them, I need you to be praying for me. You know, I'm hurting, I'm struggling. And yesterday at church, I went down to the altar and my sweet sisters came and they just started praying over me. And that touched me. I knew they loved me, but for them to just come and just kneel down beside me and just start praying over me. Oh, they don't know what they did to me. And we have to share these things. We can't be, you know, Satan wants us to keep all this stuff bottled down inside of us and not to speak it or not to share it. And then when we do start sharing these things that we're struggling with, you see all these other people, they're having the same problem. And I love Yael's word, persevere, because last year, you know, we used that a lot in our group, that we have to persevere. We have to push through. We cannot give up. And we do have to thrive, you know, in this world.
Well, I feel like I hear Yale being touched by this. I'm certainly being touched by your words. I can see you going. I just see, because I know the church that you're in, I can see you walking to that altar. I can see you kneeling in such hurt and pain, and I can see those women in that coffee group coming and surrounding you and praying for you. And friends out there who are listening, I just want you to know, I feel like one of the greatest resolutions or words or whatever that you could do for yourself is to find yourself worthy to say, I am going to find a group like that. Because we all must have people who come alongside us. Believe me, I tried for many years to do life on my own. I kept thinking I'm gonna heal myself. I'm gonna make myself better. I'm gonna pull myself up by my bootstraps. I'm gonna be okay. And I realized it wasn't until I invited people into my life and into my heart that I truly began to heal. Because we really have been given the gift to heal one another. Christ gives us that opportunity by the pure acceptance of one another. Yes, only he can heal the body, he can heal the mind, but he allows us to accept one another, and by doing that, there's a great healing that takes place. I just, and if you're out there and you don't have a group, contact me. We will find a group, or we will create a group. Like I said, Yale is leading, helped lead the Men's Confront and Conquer group. Linda knows all about the Burdens of Blessings groups. We will we will help you. Let's get busy about really caring for one another and help make sure everyone has a friend. We're going to have to take a break. I am telling you what, half of our time is already over, and I can't even believe it. So I'm going to ask Yale and Linda to stay on as long as you can. The conversation is unbelievable how God is bringing it together. I believe hearts are being touched, and what's most important is I believe that we're inspiring people who feel so all alone to reach out and say, I need to find a group, and we can help you do that. So, listeners, as you are thinking about that, take this next 30 seconds while we're gone and give us a call in or email or text me. We'll give you information about that. But for now, let's go into a break for 30 seconds, and then we'll be right back.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Coffee with Kim. We are so delighted to have you as we kick off a new year. But really, the things that we're talking about today could be kicking off a new week or a new day, to the point where we realize that God is there to help us figure out how to do this thing called life. But more than anything, how much we need one another. Before we get back to our guests, I'd like to invite you to like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. There you're going to meet friends from all around the world who jump on each and every day to encourage one another. I do daily devotionals there. It truly is a gathering place of people who want to encourage and equip one another. So I would love to see you on the Facebook page or visit our website at kimcrable.org. We are currently scheduling our 2020 Burdens of Blessings tour, and we're also expanding our Confront and Conquer ministry. We would love to talk to you about either of these ministries that we have. Please just contact us at karen@kimcrable.org. If you have NRB TV or Inspirational TV, we'd love for you to tune in to our teaching series that's now being aired. You can check your local listings. It's Coffee with Kim, where we share testimonies. We also have the Burdens and Blessings teaching. I want you to remember, Coffee with Kim is an entirely listener-supported radio talk show. If you'd like to invest in our weekly radio program. It's as easy as going to our website and clicking on support, and we thank you in advance for that. Now, let's get back to this incredible discussion that we have. We have Yale from Baltimore, Maryland, and we have Linda from Augusta, Georgia. We have other callers that will be calling. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to call in. It's 347-324-5246. Press 1, and we will bring you on for how you are planning to use 2020. Well, friends, what do you think? We're talking about these New Year resolutions and words. What would you say to someone who – yes.
I just want to mention one thing. In my coffee group, I put out a challenge to each of them for this year. And tonight, everybody's coming over, and I said, I want to challenge each of you to choose a word for 2020. And tonight, they're going to come over, and we're going to sit, and we're going to share what our words are and the scriptures that, you know, go along with that word. And I'm just so excited to see what God is going to do, because my ladies, they said, you know, this is really a challenge, and I've really got to think about what word I need to use over my life for this year. And that just goes back, you know, to just speak it and share it and then come together, you know, and just share within your hearts of what God's going to do and has been doing.
I love that. I would love to be there. I think that choosing your word and then, you know, how you're going to incorporate that when, like with what Yale said, you know, when you fall short or when something happens, you know, how are you going to carry on? One of the words, Carmen Tate, who is, you all have heard about her from me if you haven't met her, but Carmen Tate was my very first mentor, and we've been friends for over 30 years. Love for anyone to be praying for her right now. She's in going into some strenuous chemotherapy treatments today. But I asked Carmen the same thing. Do you make resolutions? Do you have a word? What do you do? And she said that her word, it's funny how everybody kind of seems to be turning toward words, but she said her word this year is prepare. Prepare. And she said, here's sure, 1 Peter 3:15, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks, to give the reason for the hope that you have. Now, and she broke that up into four steps as to how she's going to be prepared this year. Prepare your heart with his word. Prepare your gospel message in a brief and concise soundbite that resonates with all. Prepare to come alongside those who need discipline or mentoring. And prepare now for your account before the Lord and your assignment in his eternal kingdom. Mm. Comments on that?
Wow.
Wow, everything that we've been talking about. I mean, the ultimate goal for all of us, whether you're being prepared, whether you're trying to thrive, renew, it's all about growth. I mean, that's what we want.
Yeah.
If you ask everybody right now, nobody wants to say, I'd like to stay the same. Everybody wants growth.
Right.
I would say 100% of the answers would be yes, I want growth. And all of these words, whatever your word is, that's where we're all leading to, is growth. Growth in our spirituality, growth in our adulthood, growth in our love of the Lord, our faith in the Lord, our trust in the Lord. So growth is the word for all the words that we're talking about. My pastor gave a wonderful example, and it was very simple, and it was a hermit crab. And he said the hermit crab will only grow as big as the environment it's in. And so it never has its own place. It moves from shell to shell. But if it never moves and it never takes that risk to go out of one shell into a bigger shell, it never grows. And so we have to sort of take that as an example to say, I need to move out of where I am right now, and I need to go into something bigger. I need to try to challenge myself. And during that period, when you're looking from the normal or the regular or something new, that's where you're vulnerable. That's where your pain is. That's where your stumble is going to be. And that's when you need to sort of rally your group around you and say, I'm moving shells. I'm looking for a bigger shell, And I need you guys because I'm here. I'm out. I'm open. I'm making changes. I'm doing things differently. And I need you to tell me when I'm, you know, when I'm not going down the right path. And equally, it's also good for men to trust, or anyone to trust in you as you're making that move, as you're making that vulnerable change, for someone to say, hey, by the way, I know you're making a change, but I'm also too. Could you pray for me? And that also, this circle is saying, like, you're trusting me to support you, but as I'm supporting you, I also need your support. We're in it together. And I think, that's where we're trying to, at least from the men's groups, we're trying to develop that, to say we can all do this together no matter what stage we're in, what shell we're in, if we're in between shells or in between jobs or in between life stages, whatever it might be, we have to do it together and trust each other.
Yes. That the trust is so important, Yael, because that's one thing. Well, I learned this from Kim, and I've always it's been a pet peeve. It's when you are in a group and you start sharing from your heart, you've got to know that you are surrounded by individuals that's going to take on that confidentiality and that trust, and so you can share your heart. Because I've had individuals that said, you know, I'm not going to share because what I have shared in the past has come back because somebody went out and shared, you know, to another group. And so now they're closed. Their heart is closed and they won't share. And so, you know, I continue to try to encourage them. And so we've got to surround ourselves with the right people, you know, that we know. And we have a confidentiality agreement, a friendship agreement within our group. And when someone new comes in, you know, that's the first thing I tell them. I said, you know, we want you to know that you are in a safe haven. This is your safe place. And what is discussed here will not go outside these four walls. And that is so important for men and for women.
That's right.
It absolutely is. Go ahead,
and going back to prepared, you know, just to add to prepared, I mean, it is, you know, it is important to you know, read our Bibles, read our scripture.
Yeah.
Just let the word come into us. I mean, if it takes memorization, if you can do that, great. But if it takes just to get the ideas, because that's the center, that's the truth. And that's where we're going to pull our strength from, is from that instruction manual that we have. And look, if you go to the bookstore, if they were all right, there's only one Bible. But you go to all these self-help books, and they're great. All the self-help books are great. But if there was a truth in any of them, there would only be one. And the Bible is one truth. All the self-help books and whatever you get, they are deriving pieces of the truth from the Bible. And so if you read anything of the kind, if you read any self-help book, open up that Bible, flip to a Psalm, flip to a proverb, and bam, you'll find something to prepare you for that day.
Yeah, I love that's our instruction book to life. Everything that we go through, all you've got to do is get in that word, God's word, and he's going to lead you and show you and guide you.
That's right.
I love this discussion, and I love the way what I love is how God has empowered us. And this goes back to something that you said at the beginning, Yael, that when we look at resolutions, when we look at words, you know, when you really think about it, it's kind of a tradition it's probably more common in the Western Hemisphere than anywhere. But when you really think about a New Year's resolution, it is personal. You're evaluating yourself, and you're looking, you know, what do I want to continue on that's good, that maybe I picked up last year? What is it that I want to build upon? What is it that I want to change? What's an undesired trait or behavior? So, you know, that requires a lot of honesty on our part to, you know, take off the rose-colored glasses and really evaluate in a healthy way, not in a condescending, you're a loser type of, but, you know, in a, like, what can I work on here? And do it I always used to tell my boys, always, you know, when you're thinking about changes, sit in the seat of strength, you know, from, I can do this, you know, let me evaluate. What do I want to accomplish this year? What are some, you know, what are some goals out there? What are some ways that I, you know, what am I writing? What am I doing? You know, what are some goals? You know, and then otherwise, you know, just, you know, how do I improve myself? You know, what would God have me to do? I believe what you were talking about, Yael and Linda, takes us all the way back to the root of how all of this is possible. And that is what I think God would call us to in his resolutions. He gives us words. He gives us goals. He gives us different things to accomplish every year. You know, he says, I have a plan for you. I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. So he definitely has in mind where he wants to take us. And, you know, I will tell you one of the things that God has been saying to me this year is, or so far this year, is take advantage of who I am, Kim. You know, I feel like that so many times I set these resolutions, these goals, and then I go off trying to do them, and that's where I fall and stumble the most. And I feel like God is going, hey, I'm over here with all your resources. I'm over here, but it's in me and through me that you're going to be able to see 2020, you know, to be able to truly persevere or thrive or renew. And I'd like to, for our listeners and even for ourselves, to go back a little bit, because you kind of hit it right there, Yael. You said all of this is growth. And Linda, when you said, well, you have to trust to be able to grow, you know, and all of that growth is in Christ himself. And he tells us, and he tells us, I believe, his two resolutions for us each and every year. And it comes out of Matthew 22:37-40. And you all know it. The first is to love him with our whole heart, soul, and mind, to put him first. And then secondly, is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And you know, Yael, when you were saying, we've got to love ourselves, we have to think about ourselves, we have to work on ourselves. And then ultimately that will affect those that we love so much, our neighbors and those around us. So that is his word that never changes. Comments on that? Do either of you have?
Yeah.
It takes
you know,
back
I,
to what...
just the fact that, yeah, I think it's beautiful what you just said about, you know, the two things. I mean, it's very simple. Love me with all your heart, and then love your neighbor just as that. I mean, that is, as it boiled down to its simple version. And that's what the resolution is. I mean, that's what our resolution should be this year and each day and next year. And that's powerful. That really is. It kind of almost left me speechless. But since I'm a lawyer, I don't know what speechless really is. But it was. I mean, going back again to that simple, you know, we talk about it. Here we are. We've been talking for almost 45 minutes about it. And then you just came back in with the one very simple resolution, the simple truth, is that if we love God with all our heart and put him first and love our neighbors, there's nothing, everything else sort of feeds into that. Everything else falls into that thing. And so I appreciate you bringing us back to the simple.
Yeah. Well, and you actually brought me back to it when you were talking about it. It's all in the Word. Both of you, you brought it back to the Word, and I was and that's what helped me there. And that's really where God has me. It's like he really is drawing me, I guess I could say, into a greater love relationship with him. I felt like over the course of the last couple of days that he's been saying to me, Kim, don't just come to me, you know, when you need rescue. Don't just come to me when you need guidance. Don't just come to me. And it's good. It's okay, you know, if that's what you want. But I believe God is saying to me, come to me and just be with me. Soak in my presence. Yeah. Learn from me. Don't just have a conversation with me, commune with me. And I thought about that, you all, with my boys. You know, how wonderful it is when my boys just come in and go, you know, they walk through the house and I go, hey, what you doing? Nothing, just came to visit. You know, how that delights us when people who we love, just they don't need anything. They just come because they just love us. And I believe that God delights when we just show up with him and say, we don't really need anything right now. We just want to sit in your presence. And I think that's loving, learning to love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind.
Kim, that is so true, because that's something for this year, you know, with my word renewal. I also am, for this year, I want to stop the busyness. And I know sometimes the busyness of the things we do is good, but this year I want to renew myself in Him, in His Word, being in His Word daily. Because when we get so busy doing things that we have to do, we do neglect God, and we put Him, you know, kind of on the bottom shelf. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to renew myself in Him each and every day, because that is how we grow, and that is how we prepare to live this life that we're living in. And so we've got to grow, and to grow, we've got to be in His Word, and we need to be in His Word daily.
And to persevere in that. You know, and to persevere in that, to realize that God is not a judgmental God, that if we mess up, it's okay to get back up. And if we go for 2 weeks and we just haven't had that time with Him, that we don't, you know, I don't, sometimes when I can remember when with Mother, it seemed like if I forgot to call for a couple of weeks, and then I was almost afraid to call, because I was like, oh, she's going to go, why haven't you called? But, you know, like I just didn't want to. You know, that's not the way God is. He delights.
No.
We're all prodigals in our own way. He loves when we show up. And so guys, we have about 10 minutes left. Let's put some practical application. I always love, we have talked about so many incredible biblical principles, thoughts, and I know that our listeners have, you know, heard incredible the shifting of the mind and a lot of the things that they've talked about. So in our words of thriving, persevering, renewal, all of those things, we talked about how it came back to the growth process and how that comes back to really being in the Word. So let's between the two of us, let's talk about a couple, two or three things that we can share with our listeners on ways to really love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind. What are some practical applications? And I'll begin with one that you both have said, and that is being in the Word every day, to begin the day in God's Word. Any other practical applications of that you would like to share?
I think being in His Word, not only being in His Word, Kim, but then, you know, do word searches. You know, take a word and look up scriptures that speak of that word for yourself, you know, and just meditate on it, ponder it, and see, you know, ask God, okay, what do you want me to do with this word? You know, you show me what you want, Lord.
I like that. So being ever present in that word. I like that.
Yeah. I think from the accountability area, you know, it's always good, I think, if you can make it a practice to just reach out to someone really every day, whether it be through a text or a call, just to say, hey, how you doing? I'm thinking about you, or thanking them for being in your life, whatever it might be. Because that moment, you could catch that person when they need you the most. And so I think practically speaking, if you can, you know, driving in the car, you just think of one person. You said, hey, I have not thought of that person. I want to see how he's doing today. That person might just say, everything's great, I'm busy. But at least you've made that connection. At least you've gone out and reached
That's
out
right.
to that person. And you know, the Lord will work. If you make it happen, the Lord will, He will open up a path. He will open up the communication. But He wants you to be part of it. And, you know, people aren't going to come and call you and say, I really have a problem. That's the unfortunate thing, and that's what we want to get to. But I think if you open that passage and say, hey, everything okay? What's going on? You might know something that you want to follow up on. You know, that's what people really want to hear, that you are listening to them, and that you're on your heart.
Absolutely, Yale. I so agree with that. And you know, Yale, you know, one of my go-tos is, like, I'll just look at someone and I'll say, how can I pray for you today? And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. How can we pray for you? And it's amazing. That hits people in so many layers. Number one, they're not expecting it. Number two, they almost think, oh, my gosh, you see into my soul, which you can't, but you just know God has given you that. And three, you know, you see that someone really cares. I mean, for someone to ask you, how can I pray for you, really someone's saying, I care enough to ask and to pray. And I believe that just opens it up. And that could be through a phone call as well, Yale, just to call, you know, and say, you know, how can I pray for you? What's going on? I just believe that just breaks down so many walls.
I do.
And, Kim,
and you know, to challenge yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
It's okay. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, praying for individuals, I know what I've been doing for myself is when someone comes up to me or if I see someone that, you know, is just down, I'll just go to them. If they say, I need prayer, I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you right now. Wherever I am, mm-hmm. I will stop and I will pray with them, and that will blow people away. And they, you know, because you're showing them that you care about them and you love them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's
Absolutely.
What I was saying. That's exactly what I just – I think that's the big challenge for us is that we just – when we're there in that moment, we do it.
Yeah.
You know, we pray, and that is a – and when people see us doing that, then, you know, they might question it. They might – whatever they might do, but they see us doing it out in the open. And, you know, whether if you're at a restaurant and you just pray over your meal and been thankful for where you are – as you're doing that, you're renewing your spirit with God, but you're also, when people see you do that, they look at you and say, they might ask why, they might, whatever they might be, but at least you're doing it in the open. And I think that's important. I think that's important this year, is just to be, you know, be you in New Year with the Lord, be open, and just let it happen. Let people
that's
around you see what God is doing in your life. And hopefully you can be a, you know, you can be an example for them.
Yeah,
right.
What is it? What is that saying that our lives may be the only Bible that other people read? And I think that you're so right. My husband and I just took a little trip during Christmas. We got away during the holidays after the New Year, and we just went away. And I was amazed, mind blown, at the number of people who would see us either praying over our food. Or I'd have my Bible out writing this new thing, how people would approach me. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to raise a banner saying I'm a believer. You know, just by doing, like you said, Yale, just by doing what I would do, even if I were home alone, it was what was drawing people. And I heard some incredible hurts and really had the opportunity to pray and meet some incredible new friends that I will carry with me for a long time. And so I think what you summed it up is like, you know, love God, be who you are, and do what you would do. Don't be ashamed to do it in front of other people. Let that be the salt and the light that brings people into the knowledge of God. Well, I cannot believe that our time is up. It just has flown by. But I'd love to give I'd love to give each of you, I'm so sorry, I'm getting notified that we have more callers on, and I'm so sorry. Maybe we'll do this again. Our conversation just got to be so good, and we're just 3 minutes away. But I'd love to give Yale and Linda, can I give maybe 30 seconds to each of you to wind up a thought that you would like to share with our listeners? Linda, you go first.
Kim, for me, I think, you know, just with everything that we've been talking about, is to be real. To be real with yourself and to be real with others. And be and just love them unconditionally. And because we're all going to mess up, but God is a God of love and we are His children and we need to love all and accept everyone in the good and in the bad.
Absolutely.
My sum up would be you know, sit back today, just think of a word, and you'll call. You just ask God for the word. And for men out there, you know, I think this is the year. If you haven't done so already, is reach out And it could be an old friend, it could be a new friend, but whatever it is, reach out to someone and start building a relationship on your weaknesses. See the beautiful fruit that comes from it. And I just pray for everyone out there, the men specifically, that they just embrace the vulnerability so they can grow, be better husbands, better fathers, better friends. The world needs us men, and they need strong men. And so we're going to get stronger through our weakness.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. And for listeners out there, if you don't have a group, again, please contact me, kimcrable@gmail.org, kim@rosiesandrainbows.org, on our webpage, Kim Crable. Reach out. We will find a group. We have them around the country, or we will form a group. Gail, Linda, thank you so much for joining us. Your input has been invaluable. You have touched lives, and I just thank you for what you're doing and being the ambassadors of Christ that you are. And to our listeners, I want you to remember, it's often said this day could be the formation for the rest of your lives if we choose to live by the words that God has given to us or the resolutions that he has set for us. Choose to put God and neighbors first in all that we do. Let's look to his truth. Let's look to his guidance. Do you think it's amazing that we could be the catalyst for a spiritual awakening in our lives and through the lives that we touch, wherever we live, in whatever place in the world that God has put us? Thank you so much for joining us for Coffee with Kim. I pray that today has encouraged, equipped, or inspired you in some way. Look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, friends, keep the conversation going. This is Kim Crable. See you next week. Bye, everyone.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.